Each year, thousands of women and men in the military report being sexually assaulted, and it's a number that's been rising. When those service members return to civilian life, they often seek counseling at a local veteran affairs clinic. Well, in Nashville, there's now a kind of supplemental therapy that is very Nashville. It pairs survivors of sexual assault with professional songwriters who help put their stories to music. Emily Siner from Here and Now contributor WPLN reports.
The conference room inside a Nashville VA center feels clinical. The walls are beige. The carpet is gray. The chairs are creaky. But today, there's an energy here that you might feel more often at an intimate Nashville club. Two dozen people, mostly women, are sitting in those creaky chairs in a circle. Some of them hold guitars. About half are veterans, and they're waiting to debut their very personal songs about a shared experience, sexual assault.
So my instance happened when I was stationed in Korea, and it was my boss.
Sarah Kelly is a 33-year-old Army veteran.
And then when I went to my company commander, he told me, "Welcome to Korea, get used to it." So I lost my voice.
Kelly tells the group she used to sing and write songs on her own. That hasn't happened since her assault.
I'm terrified to be in front of you and singing, but also kind of excited that I get to do it again.
Yeah.
She puts in a CD of her recording and sings along. The songwriter she was paired with strums behind her.
I've always been told, keep it to yourself. If you've got a problem, don't ever tell.
Kelly's assault was 14 years ago, and she still has nightmares. She says she sometimes hallucinates there's someone in her house.
I actually have, like, sensations of someone touching me or holding me or, you know, things that happened during the incident. So that's really terrifying.
She's also often afraid to leave her house alone, which posed a problem when the songwriter she was working with asked her to come over and record their song in his studio.
You know, my biggest fear is that something horrible is going to happen. But it didn't. Nothing horrible happened. That was a new tally for the good side.
She didn't tell me until after we sung the song that she'd never been alone in someone else's house for many years.
That's Bob Regan. He's a professional songwriter in Nashville, and he actually founded this whole program called Operation Song several years ago, although originally it was just for soldiers with PTSD. He got the idea while performing on military bases. He realized his decades as a songwriter had turned him into somewhat of a therapist.
It's our job to make the person sitting across from us feel safe and encouraged to open up. She just tells her story, and then together we make it rhyme. You know, I've always been told, keep it to yourself. If you got a problem, don't ever tell. Keep it in a box. Don't touch it. And then if it comes out, shove it back in.
Put it in a box. Don't touch it again. And if it comes out, you better shove it back in.
This concept of using songwriters to help survivors of trauma is becoming more prevalent across the country. There are now programs like this in Virginia, Texas, and Illinois, among others. But songwriters are, of course, not professional therapists. Regan says it's a lot different than sitting down with another musician and cranking out a song.
The experiences that are likely to come up are much more serious and traumatic by a factor of 10 to 1,000.
It's also very different for the veterans. Katie Minton was 19 years old when she was serving in the Air Force. She says she was sexually assaulted by a colleague she had dated. She's now 30, and she says traditional therapy has helped her get through an eating disorder and some of the trauma, but this added an extra layer of accomplishment.
It's really cool to see how far I've come, and to put that into a song is pretty cool.
Her song is about remembering being a little girl, not realizing the world is a scary place. Here, songwriter Victoria Banks is performing it in the conference room. Minton didn't want to sing.
Dear me, counting your back hand springs in the yard. Back before you knew that life is hard.
I would love for every veteran to be able to end their therapy with a song.
Michelle Panucci is one of the traditional therapists at the Nashville VA who works with sexual assault clients. She says some of them opened up during their performance today in ways that they haven't even done with her.
being able to be bold and saying things about themselves that maybe they're not able to say, you know, one-on-one, and hearing the other women say things in ways maybe that they haven't realized.
Create my own way. I made that choice to find my own.
After the performances, the veterans and writers grab snacks and congratulate each other. Bob Regan walks over to Sarah Kelly.
If you come up with another song idea, email me. Let's write another one.
Okay.
Kelly grins and says yes, she has much more to say. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Siner in Nashville.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.